Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. In for Vince Petrano, here's Eric Bilstad.
Good morning on a cool Friday. It will warm up a bit today. It'll get into the 70s later on, but right now it is chilly. You need a jacket at 60 degrees. Eric along with Michelle Richards. Vince is back on Monday. Been texting with him, so he's doing well up north, but he'll be back in studio with us Monday. Debbie Lazga is here. Adam Roberts is here. And Brandon Snipe producing the big show, my guy. So thank you to Brandon for keeping us on track today. So a situation on Milwaukee's east side. The last couple of weeks, there's been just a string of break-ins in cars, just smashed windows. And it's been happening almost every night. And really hasn't been any stop to it quite yet.
Every morning we come out and kind of do this dance around the neighborhood to see who's been hit, and invariably there's at least five or six cars.
So that's Julie D'Angelo. She spoke with TMJ4 News's Marion McCarr about this situation. They say it's basically every day someone's car is busted.
Where we're standing right now, there are one, two, three cars we can see with broken windows. Yes. What's your reaction?
I'm sure there are more. If you kept walking around, there'll be more.
And then they'll say that you'll see like the broken glass too in some areas after the car is, you know, they drive away, get it repaired or whatever. And then all of a sudden you still have this mess of debris and just different glass pieces on some of the streets there on the east side. It's just been happening over and over and over again. And well, how do you stop it? Well, okay, well, why don't you have more cops show up? And that would make sense. However, the inspector, David Feldmeyer with MPD, told TMJ4, you gotta tell us first. You gotta report it. Otherwise, they won't know where to go. But he says things are changing now.
We are allocating resources to address some of those areas where we're being hit the hardest.
Never had your car busted, the windows shattered?
I did, on the east side. I mean, this was years and years ago, but it stinks. Like, you come out to your car and glass everywhere, and if you have anything stolen.
I had a buddy that used to leave a note in his car saying, I don't have anything. Please don't take anything. There's nothing in here to have. I promise. And just had that little note sitting there.
Yeah,
and
I had CDs stolen.
Yeah.
I used to listen to those.
Back in the day, right?
Back in the day.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, so you would hope that now that they have some ideas of where this is happening and where it seems to be occurring, that with these extra patrols, it can put a stop to it. But it's really spiked. The last couple of weeks, there's been like hundreds of smashed windows on some cars on the east side that they're trying to deal with now. It is 7:14. Got to get to sports. Some history by the Brewers. We'll do that in a minute.
Picking up my phone, so leave a message at the
okay.
What's the story, Eric?
I can appreciate part of the lyric there. Doing nothing at all. I get it. But sitting in my bed all day. According to a new study, people need 60 days per year of being lazy.
Ha!
But I don't
know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Yeah, what does that mean? So 60 days of doing absolutely nothing to feel rested and relaxed. It turns out, Michelle, that Americans take lazy days very seriously, with one in five even planning them ahead of time. So what, just like a PTO day? Like, how do you plan a lazy day? Two-thirds still prefer being spontaneously lazy and calling in sick just to sit around. So how do you define what lazy is? And according to the study, it could mean being in bed all day.
Ugh.
Average person on a typical lazy day spends 2 hours lying in bed.
No.
God, that seems awful. I don't get me wrong. I'm not some busybody who always needs to be running around. I like being lazy, but yeah, if at 8 a.m. on a Saturday, if I'm still in bed, I feel like I'm missing something. Like, I got to
get the day going.
Let's see.
Beside the fact that we can't sleep in because of our schedules.
Oh, I can sleep in just fine.
Can you? Okay. I honestly can't sleep in past 6.
Lazy day. The average person also spends an hour eating. This one Debbie mentioned. 3 hours of binge watching. An hour of reading. or 2 hours of scrolling. That's what is considered being lazy.
I bet people scroll for 2 hours every day.
Oh, I'm sure you're right. And they're not being lazy. They're probably working at the same time.
And they probably also eat for about an hour every day between all the meals and the snacks, right?
So when you are spontaneously lazy and calling in sick, or you're just sitting around, maybe you're even staring at a blank wall.
What?
Like, that's what
I have actually done that.
What do you do? What are you thinking about?
I'm trying not to think of anything. It's kind of one of those things where when I am so exhausted and I cannot think of anything coherently, I try and just, like, in complete silence and stare at a wall. It's the quietness, I think, that helps out.
For how long?
As long as I can stand it, usually. So if I don't fall asleep from doing that, then it's, you know, maybe about 20 minutes, half hour, something like that.
You're literally watching paint dry.
Dry paint.
See, as a parent, I can't imagine this. I've never had a whole day that's completely lazy unless I am sick and cannot physically, which even when I'm sick, I still have to mom.
That's true. You're right. There's still things that you are expected to take care of. Or most people are more likely to spend the day lounging around if the weather is cool and gloomy. And the top essential for two do-nothing days, according to the respondents of the survey, are a comfy outfit and a cozy blanket, along with a clean home, a shower, or ample junk food.
Coffee. Because I'll do that like at 6 o'clock in the morning when I get up in the summer. I'll go out in my backyard with my coffee and a book and just relax. So,
but there's a difference between relaxing and being lazy. This says that 60 days per year, you need to do absolutely nothing. You need to like lay in a bed.
Not accomplish anything.
Stare at a wall.
Okay.
Like
Sounds like a lot of wasted time.
Yeah, I was going to say that doesn't sound like a good, that doesn't sound healthy. It sounds like
60 is a lot. Sounds like a lot.
I'm still not sure how they know. How do you define what that is?
I may or may not have already surpassed that, but you know.
It was conducted by Talker Research on behalf of Berkshire Blanket and Home Company for National Lazy Day, by the way. And that is tomorrow, because we have a day for everything, even National Lazy Day. It is 7:27 for you lazy folks who are still laying in bed. It is going to warm up a bit today. Right now, just 60 degrees. We'll get into the 70s later, but today's going to be a cool one. It's going to feel like fall today, a high of just, 73 at some point today. So be prepared for that. Next half hour on the program, the Packers play tomorrow, first preseason game. So we'll get Mark Tauscher's take on what we should watch for, especially us lay people who don't really always know what to do when we're watching football or what to look for. So we'll check in with Tausch on that. And the crazy, amazing trajectory of one Jackson Churio, Brewers 360 at 7:45. Wisconsin's Morning News. Vince Vetrano is back on Monday from his trip up north. Michelle Richards is here. Thank you, Michelle, for playing radio with us for the last couple of days.
Good times.
One of the stories that broke late yesterday and into today now is we're starting to see more body camera and dash cam video of what happened in Butler County, Pennsylvania. This was when the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump took place. It was July 13th. Remember that over the weekend? The footage released in response to public records requests from news agencies, ABC was one of those that looked at it, and it's pretty incredible, some of the stuff you hear and see.
One of the body camera pieces of footage concludes, this was an F-up, and that, I think, is the sentiment of many officers, many members of the public, certainly members of Congress, who have still yet to get a good answer as to why this unfolded in the first place.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. Yeah, you can hear the officers at one point annoyed, frustrated, for lack of a better word.
Other officers vent their frustration at the Secret Service, one saying, using some rather colorful language, I told the Secret Service to put someone on that roof. I told them that at the meeting.
In another video, you can see one officer like being hoisted up to the roof and then immediately getting pointed at and dropping, yelling, he's right there, he's right there. And just some of the frustration and urgency that took place after the fact as well. So that's some of the new details coming out. That body cam video is everywhere now.
Idea Man.
Now I know what it's like to be Brian Bulaga, who in 2010 stepped into the starting lineup for an old, broken down, washed up right tackle.
Innovator.
Tausch loves to bring up Lou Gehrig and Wally Pipp. I hope he's nervous this morning.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
I'll tell you this. I might be Wally Pipp. Wildy ain't no Lou Gehrig. I'm going to tell you that right now.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
So, Tausch, this could either be really, really, really awesome news, or it could be really, really bad news, depending on your interests. But we will have football now every weekend until the Super Bowl in February.
How is that really, really bad news?
Some people.
That's my first question.
Well, not everyone. It's not for everybody. Not everyone likes the sports.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think the viewing numbers would tell you that a vast majority of people do. But yeah,
you're right.
It's. I think obviously for me, and I think for you, and for a lot of people, it's great. You don't have to watch it, and it is available to you. And I saw there was a preseason game last night. Obviously, Green Bay is playing this weekend, and it's, again, I think in this, you know, world where there's so much stuff that's polarizing and things that don't bring anyone together, football, I think, is, and the NFL especially, is one of the things that does. So while you're right, there are some people, I don't know many of those people, that don't love the idea of having football available to them Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday for the next 3, 4, 5 months. Man, I think the one bad thing I would say is that it does kind of then tell you that summer is ending. It's starting to wind mm-hmm. down. That would be the only negative that I'd find when you made that comment.
So I might be one of those people that
no.
whose lives do not revolve around football. So the way that I watch a Packers game, like I'll sit on the couch and I'll have a book and I'll kind of glance up when people start cheering.
Oh, okay.
It's kind
You'll
of
have a book.
I know. Or I'll be like doing the dishes in the background or something. But Tausch, why should I tune in tomorrow if I can tune in at all, if I can find it on ION?
Well, I think, one, your book got misplaced or your library card was lost, so you don't have a book in order to read. I think for, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the preseason is the most exciting, and it's something that, especially if you're a casual football fan, it's the most important thing. But I think from Green Bay's standpoint, there's a couple of reasons. A, Jordan Love is playing. First time that he'll be suiting up in a regular game without a red jersey on since he signed his big deal. But for me, the big thing moving forward is this defense is going to look a lot different. And Jeff Hafley has come in. You just continue to hear all of the excitement about what this is going to look like and how much more aggressive they're going to play. And for a lot of us that have watched, you know, with what Joe Barry's defense did the last couple of years, and there's a lot of people complaining about it, tomorrow night will be the first time that we see this live in action against another team. And I think for a lot of Packer fans, that's an exciting thing to see what this is going to look like and how, you know, how many more interceptions and how many more turnovers this defense can turn, can get. That those two things, I think, would get you somewhat excited to watch, you know, what otherwise might be a meaningless preseason game.
Also, Tausch, we should mention that the kickoff is going to look a little awkward.
Yeah.
It's going to be different than we would anticipate.
Yeah, that's true, too. I'm still, you know, for someone that does this for a living and pays attention to everything that happens within the NFL, I understand the basic concept of it, but they stole this idea from a league that does not exist anymore. And that league then merged in, and now there's a combination of it, and they decided not to continue to do it. So I agree. I think fans are going to be like, what are they doing with this kickoff? There's no longer, you know, the guys lined up on one side and another. Now there's like a little zone that you kick into, and there's not as much contact because if you're not having guys flying down the field, 30 or 40 yards before there's contact. So I understand the premise of it. But I don't think people are going to love it. I think it's going to be a big adjustment. And I do wonder if the NFL is going to continue on. This is a total trial, but like a trial balloon of trial balloons that they're running tomorrow to see how this is going to work. But again, the fact that the other league is not even doing it anymore, the players and fans didn't really embrace it, that's going to be another thing that's going to look a lot different and be interesting to see how that shakes out.
Football is back, Tausch. Football is back.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think most of us are. And I'm also going to, just in case, I'm going to find a book, too, just in case this isn't as exciting as I would prefer it to be, and I can have that on backup for tomorrow night.
And that's right. Michelle was going to sing some, like, Alanis Morissette or something, right?
Oh, yeah. What did we end up coming up with? Or is that going to get pushed off till another day?
I thought you agreed to sing, like, Toto or something, right? Like, didn't you say you'd sing Africa or some one of the...
Oh, I hate that song.
I guess so. That's not going to happen for us? All right. All right, Tausch, talk to you Monday.